Good morning. It's May 26th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. And this morning, we're going to look at Luke chapter 9, verse 54 through 55. And it reads, "And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, 'Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did?' But he turned and rebuked them and said, 'You do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.' And they went to another village." You know, I really like this verse from a disciple maker perspective. Because looking on this verse 2,000 plus years removed, it seems incredibly ridiculous to hear this from the apostles, especially two of Christ's closest apostles. Like, what do you mean? Do I want you to call down fire? First off, why would Christ need them to do anything when he's there? And secondly, has Jesus taught them anything about consuming or killing those who simply disagree with him? What this verse reminds me of, though, is we all come from different walks and our journeys look different. Some might have grown up around religion, so they have a better grasp on the Christian faith. Others, you might be the first person to really share the gospel with them, and they may not have more than a rudimentary understanding of Jesus and God. So like the apostles, you know, they aren't religious men of any note before Jesus calls them. And because of this, it makes sense that Jesus would be getting questions like this, what we would, you know, consider crazy. But he doesn't just ridicule them. He instructs them. He teaches them.
Right. And Jesus said, "I did not come to judge the world, but to save it." So he wasn't there to condemn anyone. And that's not even the work that the Father sent him to do. If he had been causing fire to come down on people, bringing judgment at that time, then everyone would have feared him. And they probably really would have believed he was the Son of God. But then he would not have been crucified. And this makes sense in looking at 1 Corinthians 2:7 through 9. It reads, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, 'Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him.'" And this is something the disciples still didn't understand fully, what God has prepared for those who love him. They need to hear this gospel message, and there are people from every tribe, tongue, and nation that will hear it and believe.
Yeah, and that's such a good name that we don't refer to Jesus often enough, the Lord of glory. Very good name for Jesus. But, you know, Christ is the example. We've talked about that many times. So if you are a disciple maker, you know, be ready for some out there questions. Be ready for some out there beliefs. We need to be ready to answer those in love and correctly according to Scripture. Because we don't see these apostles later. They learned because Christ was diligent to teach them. So let us likewise be diligent.
Right. And going along with our previous devotional, just seeing ourselves as just being humble and serving those and not thinking so highly of ourselves and judging others, their understanding of the gospel,
yeah,
humbling
we're
ourselves.
Not so righteous.
Yeah. So in teaching them, teach with humility too, because what we know really comes from God.
Yeah.
So our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 26:11. "But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me."
And our proverb from Proverbs 26, verse 18 and 19. "Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, 'I was only joking.'" It's probably been all of us. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.